Hey, just a heads up. This show contains some clips and quotes from the show Hey Dude for commentary purposes only. You can purchase this show in its entirety on Amazon or iTunes or stream it on Paramount Plus, which you should. It's a great show. Also, sometimes we say some naughty words, so audience discretion is advised. Can I tell you one of my biggest pet peeves that I forgot was a pet peeve until the other day when I was on a walk?
Yeah.
I hate this so much. People decorate their front yards for the season, the holiday season, and generally they do it for Christmas. When you have a front yard display with two Santas, two plus Santas, I hate that.
No. No.
You should only have one Santa in your front yard or your back. One Santa per house. You don't go to Disneyland and see two Ariels. They have one because there is one Ariel. That's true. There's not more than one Simba. What, it was just Buzz Lightyears everywhere? No. There's one Santa, and that's it.
The end.
And I'm looking at this place, and there's a Santa on a motorcycle. There's a Santa in a sleigh. There's a Santa just standing there.
That's not right.
Confusing.
That's not right. How do you explain that to your kid?
How do you explain that to yourself?
Can I tell you my pet peeve?
Yes.
Turtles eating things. I fucking hate it.
Oh, I could see that. That sucks.
Like, turtles eating fruit. Stop sending me videos of your turtle eating a strawberry.
Who sends you that?
Everybody.
Are you serious? Tippy turtle?
Yeah. Good callback. Or call forward. You might put this in the beginning of the episode because this is golden.
There is a lot of interesting stuff in this one that, I mean, I read stuff. I was like, oh, I'm researching. I'm going to write it all down later. And then I didn't. So I'm hoping some of it you researched as well and also wrote down.
I didn't write down any of the things I researched.
I didn't either. So let's just make it up then.
Cool.
Cool. That seems...
Welcome to Yay Dude, a Hey Dude rewatch podcast.
Hi.
Where we make the things up.
We make things up because we're really responsible.
Yeah.
It just seems like a really appropriate thing to do with this episode. Hi, I'm T and you're my friend Jess.
Hi, T. My name's Jess.
Hi, my friend Jess. I'm T. Welcome to Yay Dude. It's a Hey Dude rewatch podcast with us. You want to talk about this one?
May I read you the synopsis?
Please, because I've forgotten what I watched.
Never a dull moment at the Bar None, Danny challenges Ted to go a week without using anything the Indians gave the white man. Taco chips? Taco chips is literally what it says. Barbecued ribs, soda pop, even the cotton his jeans are made of. This one was directed by Frederick King Keller, and the writers on it were Alan Goodman and Dee LeDuc. Was the story editor.
Oh, Dee LeDuc is the creator of the show. She used to just be like administrative assistant or something at Nickelodeon, and then she came up with this idea.
Do you know the show Girlfriends?
No.
Tracy Ellis Ross and Golden
Oaks
and Persia White and Reginald C. Hayes and Jill Marie Jones are the main cast. And
yes.
Kelsey Grammer is Kelsey the executive Grammer, huh? producer of it, and as is Dee LeDuc.
Interesting pair up. You want to hear my Kelsey Grammer story?
Yeah.
I found out I was pregnant while Brandon was away on a business trip, and I started freaking out a little bit. But I couldn't tell him.
Because you thought it was Kelsey Grammer's baby?
No, but I couldn't tell him until he got home. And so I was trying to just be chill about it for a couple of days and keep this like really huge thing to myself. And then I started freaking out like, this is a really big deal. I'm going to have a kid. I'm going to be responsible for a kid. And so then I was trying to think about how, well, it'll be okay. So many people have kids. So many people have done this. I can do it if they've done it. And then I was like, well, how many kids does Kelsey Grammer have? If Kelsey Grammer has kids, I can do this. That's comforting to me. Like Kelsey, for whatever reason, in that moment, I had to go to Wikipedia to find out how many kids Kelsey Grammer had because it would make me feel more comfortable.
What the fuck?
I was in a weird place.
That is bizarro. I had no idea he held this kind of regard.
He doesn't. But that's who I thought of. I need to know that Kelsey Grammer has kids, and then I'll feel better.
I'm really glad that you found out, and it did, presumably.
Yeah, isn't that weird? I was in a weird place. It was weird.
That sounds like a very weird time.
Yeah, it was a super weird time. I was about to open up a bottle of wine, and then I was like, well, I should probably take a pregnancy test first. And then it turned the thing that said I was pregnant, and then I was like, shit, what am I going to do with this bottle of wine? Okay, well, anyway, you want us to watch Hey Dude?
Yep.
Okay, go.
I think this is the same horse butt that we see in every episode. At the very beginning.
It's a nice horse butt.
It's a Palomino.
Is that what that? Yeah, that's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a salmon shirt guy. And he's like, hey, hold up.
Yeah.
And then Ted's eating a really skinny burrito.
I think it's a candy bar.
Oh. Same diff.
It's the same thing. It's like a taco chip.
It's like a taco chip.
Ted is typing on a typewriter up a report, and Danny comes up with either a highlight or a lacrosse. What do you call that thing?
Stick.
Yeah.
Stick with a catcher thing at the end of it.
Yeah.
I still don't know what highlight is.
It's Basque.
Right. Retoss the thingy around on a stick.
Yeah.
And then there was the Aztec game that we don't know the name of that also had a stick.
I believe that had a net stick too.
A net stick. And this is probably just lacrosse, but I also wouldn't put it past them to be like, and then you still play this ancient Aztec game because you're an Indian.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be what it actually is in the background there. But he is throwing it in a very sad manner. Up and against a wall, kind of by himself. And he just like runs up to start doing it. It's very good. It looks so natural.
It looks so natural. And Ted is writing up a report to give to customers.
Is that what it's for?
I think he wants to give a talk about, how the white man came in and tamed the indigenous folks who lived in
love this your face
country
right now.
Before.
I love your face right now because what Jess is trying to convey is that Ted says some fucking racist shit.
Yeah.
And we could,
yikes.
Right? Like, we could quote what he says, or we could tell you that it's a term that, for whatever reason, is not considered a slur enough that he said on Nickelodeon.
Yeah, no, we just get right into him being exceedingly racist. Like,
yes.
He is showing his colonizer attitude.
Yes, and basically saying that they needed to be tamed by these brave white men who came in and settled the land, because before that it was just like a fucking brutal, just horrific wasteland of... Oh, he literally says wasteland. He literally says brutal wasteland. I've got the closed captioning up.
Yeah.
It's bad. I think they're trying to go over the top here because they want to show why this is so upsetting to Danny. Because he does stop with his stick tossing.
Yeah. And he looks like he is going to bean Ted with it.
Yes.
But instead he just like rattles it in his face instead of hitting him. Which I think he should have smacked him.
Yes. And what ensues here is a very calm Danny. Rattles a stick ball in his face. And as Ted continues to white splain to this young man that, thank God for white people. Danny pretty well keeps his cool and says, you don't know what you're talking about. You couldn't go a whole week without using products that were created by Indians. You have so much to thank us mm-hmm. for. You wouldn't exist if it wasn't for your reliance on us, essentially. Mm-hmm. This guy needs to be fired.
Yeah.
But he probably can't do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also they're BFFs.
For some reason.
Yeah.
I guess there's just not that many people there to, there's not a lot of options. There's Red Shorts, Butt Scratcher.
Yeah. Who we have not seen.
You could also be best friends with Buddy.
Mm.
So yeah. There you go.
Pickens are slim.
Oh, you're right. He is eating a candy bar and not a skinny burrito.
Yeah. Cause Danny's like, well, for starters, give me that. Chocolate comes from cacao. Is that what he says?
Yeah. Something like that. It comes from Indians in Mexico is what he says.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this is like a bet, I guess. Ted says, yeah, sure, no I'll stakes. Take that. But there's no stakes.
None.
This just, Ted gets things taken away from him for a week, which is fine with me. That's fine.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
He thinks that the only thing he'd be giving up is buckskin pants. But boy, is he in for a surprise.
A lot of lessons here. Because, yeah, he gets that candy bar snatch. This is a huge candy bar. Mm-hmm. You could see why I thought that was a burrito.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It's so big. What kind of candy bar is that? I want it so bad. I want to eat it so bad.
Oh.
When then Danny does. He snatched it right out of his hands and starts eating on it.
Yep. I really like the music in that beginner sequence, though. It's pretty jazzy.
I think that the musicians have really been having fun with this show lately.
Mm-hmm. The real business is Melody in some really fine hot pink biker shorts, tearing up the room looking for her shoes.
I forgot how dumb this whole part is.
I really, really hate the girls in this episode.
Christine Taylor, she makes good use of her props. She's tearing up the room, throwing her shit, because clearly they're showing that she's the messy roommate and Brad is mm-hmm. the like very put together one who comes in and is complaining about Melody can't find anything because she always leaves shit on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Melody needed to find these shoes because she has to do her exercises.
Yeah. And Brad put them in the drawer.
Oh, yeah. Do you ever put your shoes in a drawer?
Fuck no. Do you?
Yeah, I've done it. Kind of like it. Huh. I don't currently do it, but I do kind of like it. And Melody starts doing really cool exercises very, very loudly with her cordless headphones on. And
oh, do you see the antenna on those headphones?
She looks like a little alien.
She does.
And also, her counting is so bad.
And so loud.
So loud. You see her little yarn ribbon in her hair, though? Love those.
Yes.
Old-timey, like fat
yeah.
yarn. It's like fat, loosey pink yarn, like a kitten would play with.
It's perfect. I love her outfit so much.
She loves to jump around and do exercises.
And Brad cannot deal with it. She's trying to read. And she's like, you inconsiderate, noisy brat. And Melody's like, you bossy drag.
Yep. You're getting a real odd couple vibe is what's happening yeah. here. Very serious, very cleanly, very organized Brad, and very messy, chaotic, goof about Melody here.
Goof about is a great term.
She's a goof about.
Then we have the boys leading a trail ride. And oh my God, I want to be on this trail ride. They're going through the lake on these horses. Danny asks Ted for a snack and pockets the whole thing of trail mix immediately.
Yeah, because Indians made trail mix, right?
Yeah. Well, I think that it has ingredients, which he goes on to it. Pumpkin seeds, pecans, sunflower seeds, all stuff. Oh, and dried pineapple and papaya.
When he says you can't go without things made by Indians or discovered by Indians. New World is what he's calling this. So like it would include Pacific Islanders, indigenous people from South and Central America, not just North American native people, right? So I mean, that's like half the world, right? So you can get a lot of stuff packed into that. So yes, papaya and pineapple obviously would fall into that. But I think this is fair. I mean, I think it's fair mm-hmm. to say you didn't have this. You had to travel away from your ancestral land and go to other people's land to get yeah. this stuff.
And Ted had been being disparaging of the land itself. He was calling it a wasteland. And
he literally said a wasteland. Dude, you live here.
Yeah. WTF, Ted.
Yeah, he's a dick.
Dumbo.
But this really hit him hard because he really needed that little baggie of trail mix on this grueling ride. And now he's hungry, hungry hippo.
Yep.
Okay, so we're back at the girls. So that's clearly one of the battles is the bunkmate battle is Danny and Ted. And this mm-hmm. kind of serious disagreement about whether or not Danny's people are the S word or not. Like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not, I'm calling it the S word because it's just, it's horrible. It just feels horrible that was something that we heard apparently regularly enough that they would
just
casually say it in a Nickelodeon show.
Go for it.
So that's one battle. And then the second battle, which we come back to now, between our two gal pals, who aren't so much pals right now. Because they're finding their incompatible roommates here with Messy McGee on one side and Snobby McBoots over on the other side.
In this scene that I paused on, do you remember that if you can draw me, send it in at the back of magazines? It's that turtle. It's on the wall. Brad's facing away, facing the wall, looking at this turtle.
Oh my, yes, 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 yes. I remember that. It was like an old grumpy.
This is Tippy the turtle.
Tippy, old lady Tippy.
Yeah. I wonder which of them is going to submit to win $5,000. I think that was the deal.
It's on Brad's side. And we know that because right. Melody puts up a curtain mm-hmm. because they can't figure out their differences. So she puts a clothesline across the middle of the room and then hangs a pink blanket. And that solves mm-hmm. everything, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember these blankets? We had those with the ribbon edges.
Mm-hmm. Very warm.
Ours was light blue, though, not pink.
I feel like we had a yellow one.
Ooh, I bet you did.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay. They put up the blanket curtain.
Yeah.
And that's great news for Melody because she can go sit on her bed and play her cool music and drum with her little stuffed animal. She got a frog with shoes on and a banana?
Yep.
It's really cool. She does really cool drumming.
She really does. Did you ever do anything that...
dorky
juvenile when you were in high school? Like,
no,
it's
like, so painfully embarrassing to watch these two young women right now, especially Melody.
Yeah, she thinks that this blanket has separated them in a very real way.
Well, and it really sucked for her because it turned out the outlet is on Brad's side, so she can't even listen to her cool music. It's a big fight.
Yeah, the shot where they are on their separate sides of the bed and blankets in the middle and you can see them. I like that shot. The blanket's all blurry. The girls are clear. It looks good.
Oh, yeah. You're a big cinematography person.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting into it.
Yeah.
Credit where credit's due.
When I watched the blanket go up and then I looked at them both being on their individual sides, I had this moment where I thought, how the fuck do people, and I'm saying this to you as my former roommate, who I loved living with, and I never felt crowded or anything. I loved it. I mean, we were in a small space, and it was great. But as an adult woman, I can't imagine having a roommate. I mean, and I kind of do. I have two of them, like a grown-up husband man and a child.
Yeah. I mean, they are in your space all the time.
Yeah, it's too much. I looked at Melody's side and like the coziness of having that blanket wall and then her bed's against a wall. And I just thought, that's how I want to live. I want to live in a little nook.
Oh,
yeah.
That sounds nice.
I like my privacy.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man.
The problem is that the door is on Brad's side. Melody has to just live there now in her nook. She can't leave.
And also she can't stand up because the nook, the blanket only goes up to chest height.
That's true. She lay down on her bed forever.
Yeah.
She cheats because she runs out the door after Brad leaves.
She does. She can't be confined to her nook forever. Then we get to the lunch line.
Yeah. Melody cuts.
She does.
Jess, how do you feel about cutting in line?
Oh, it makes me really angry.
Like, so angry?
Like, as a rule follower?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah.
You can't cut people.
No. But on the other hand, I think one of the kindest things, like, I felt really good about my actions the other day at the grocery store when a fellow with a single item behind me, I let him go in front of me.
That's a very nice kindness.
I think that cutting.
You have to offset it.
Yeah.
I hate when I accidentally cut somebody and I don't know. And then they'll like, if they tell me or I actually end up noticing, and I'm like, no, I can't. And I will obsess about the fact that this person now probably thinks I'm a cutter. When I wasn't, I just didn't notice.
Yeah. And then you have to commit. Oh, can I even pronounce that word? Seppuku?
Seppuku.
Seppuku.
Yeah.
Thank you. When you
cut your insides so they fall out of you when you die in a pile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so shameful like that you have to do that.
I did do it. I've done it so many times now. There's so much seppuku over here. Melody didn't care because she just cut in front of Ted and Danny, and they're all, what is this whole scene? They're just getting lunch, and Danny's taking stuff off Ted's plate because he can't eat it because it's indigenous food. What is he? This one I did do some research. Did you?
Well, yes. Would you like to take a little tour to Etymology Corral?
I would. Ted is grabbing all sorts of foods, and every single one of them gets taken away. So I'm excited to hear which one you're going to tell me about. Is it barbecue?
Yep.
Yes. Tell me about barbecue, baby.
Well, I will tell you first that one of my very favorite words to say is barbacoa. That's how you say barbecue in Spanish. And the dictionary, it's like, hey, in the 1690s, American Spanish barbacoa, that's the etymology, the end. But that's not true. The real etymology is that is a Haitian word, an Arawak, A-R-A-W-A-K, that's the indigenous folks from Haiti. The word barbacoa is from that language, and it's with a K instead of a C. It's the word for a framework of sticks that are put on posts that were used either for sleeping or curing meat. Probably not the same structures.
Right.
I'm assuming. Yeah. I was pretty sure that it was Spanish, and I did not know that it went back to an indigenous word.
They also learned that's where, when Columbus, quote unquote, found America, right? Or whatever he did as a fucking rapist and pillager. They found that this was the way that they were roasting their meat. Like, it was a new way. And they fucking loved it. They were so into it. They're like, we got to take this barbecue back. Because it was like a roasting way. I mean, it's just still very similar to, I think, what we do. Like, actual barbecue. We're not talking grilling here, people. We're talking about the slow smoking of meats, like barbecuing, right? Yeah. I didn't realize that came from indigenous people.
But we would generally refer to barbecue as using a grill.
No.
That's not the kind of barbecue you're referring to right now.
No. I'm talking about real barbecue. We say that because we're in the Pacific Northwest. Mm-hmm. And we think of that as grilling. Most parts of the country, that is not the case. Barbecue takes like a day. It's like a dome-shaped thing. and you mm-hmm. put the sauces and the marinades and the spices and the things, and it's low. And then it makes like mm-hmm. Southern barbecue.
Low and slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talk about barbecue like the event of a barbecue is usually taking a place around a grill. And so we often call those barbecues, but that's not really the same.
I do know that the grill was invented in 1931. That's all brand new.
Interesting.
Brand new.
What do we want to talk about this? He has all of his food taken away. Obviously corn and anything made out of corn. That's fair. Mm-hmm. Talking maize. We're talking pretty big staple that we do have indigenous people in North America, I think, to thank for that. Mm-hmm. What else did he get taken away from him? Barbecue sauce. Makes sense. We just talked about barbecue. He gets taken away from him soda. This one is a big time stretch. Because he said, he said soda, that native people found quinine and that was like a early soda. I don't think mm-hmm. he's drinking quinine. He's not drinking a bottle of tonic.
I don't think that he is. Yeah, that one's a bit of a stretch.
Drinking a cola, which from what I looked at, that's not an indigenous discovery. But that's fine. You know, they got to make it interesting here for the kids.
I got to do a little shout out to Hey Dude Reviewed.
Yes, I looked at this one as well.
Yeah, the author, Tuxedo Mark, he includes links to all of the foods and about the veracity mm-hmm. of Danny's claims and all of those except for the soda.
Yeah, that one's kind of bullshit. And later on, there's one about gum. Gum is questionable, too, because every mm-hmm. culture has chewed on something. And so, you know, it's where does current iteration of gum come from? Probably just everywhere. Gum. Yeah. Huh? I found that one interesting. Of like, we're all like, good.
We got to chew on it.
Can't help it.
Yeah.
Okay, so then, let's talk about how these teens come into the lodge. They're all having a fucking meltdown and fighting so loud. Mr. Ernst is on the phone with a potential guest who apparently wants to know what the staff is like. And he can't even be honest about it because if he was honest, he would say they're all dicks because they're all yelling at each other.
Yeah, Melody's like, go sleep in the stables so you can be close to the other horses.
Oh my God, that's mean.
That was really mean. They're really mean to each other right now.
And basically, Mr. Ernst has to say, because these kids are yelling at each other so loud, he says,
go find another ranch.
He said, I'll give you the phone numbers to a different ranch. And then all these extras, who are presumably guests, come running out. They've chased the guests out of the lodge with all their yelling. Mm-hmm. And Ted Somatty hits the wall.
Yeah, he sure does. And they're gesticulating.
So much.
The gesticulating?
Yes, so much gesticulation. And then the thing that makes me the most mad ever is feet on the furniture. Mm-hmm. Mr. Ernst climbs up on the counter and is like, shut up.
Yeah, yeah. And it's that I think is one of my favorite parts. I think Mr. Ernst did a great job climbing and yelling.
And making faces. He always does. Mm-hmm. David Brisbane's a national treasure.
Mm-hmm. Somebody makes the claim that you can't yell and think at the same time.
And Mr. Ernst says it, and he says it is a fact.
Do you think that's a fact?
No, that's crazy. I yell at people all the time, and I'm thinking about how much I hate them.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, I think that is not a fact. I like the idea of it. I do think we don't think as clearly when we're yelling. Mm-hmm. But he's yelling right now because he's pairs of bunk mates won't stop being jerks. Okay, so that we know that the two girls are mad at each other because it's just hard to live with the other because they're so different in their living habits. Mm-hmm. But the boys are mad at each other, Danny because Ted's racist, and Ted because Danny's being real smug about it.
Yeah, or perhaps just that he can't have what he wants and he is a Ted, so he gets what he wants.
Yeah. And then Buddy comes in here and climbs on the furniture too.
With his popcorn.
He's always eating popcorn.
I love that he's just a little, what do you call a guy in the background?
NPC?
Yep.
He's a little NPC in this one. Brad takes some really good deep breaths, which I wanted to tell her good job, because you have to tell kids that they did a good job when they take good deep breaths. Something I learned from being a parent. And then Mr. Ernst is like, my door is always open if you need me. And he slams it. So that's funny. It's just great. It's fun. I love watching people fight. And I like when they yell. And I like when it's a miserable experience.
I think that this episode was very stressful because of all of the yelling.
And I think you can oh my God, Melody's face, though, when they go to this next scene. It zoomed in so far on her head. I can't imagine what it was like to be in front of that camera. All right, we got to take a picture of that.
Yeah, I will do
so
that.
Good. Because now she's excited because Brad's going to move into the lodge. So Melody's going to have a place to herself. I would be so fucking thrilled. I just think I would little drum with my little banana to my heart's content. It
Our
takes
frog
her,
prince.
It's like no time. It's like less than 3 seconds, and she realizes that she hates being alone and she misses Brad so much.
And she is just talking to herself, trying to figure out how to be alone.
She decides that she's too loud. And
she sends herself into a coughing fit with her exercising too loud.
Her little alien helmet that she wears. This is pretty fucked up, though. She just goes in Brad's drawers and starts throwing her clothes on the floor.
Yeah, she wants to redecorate. So she's like, let's redecorate from the inside of the drawers.
But after, and then she goes over to Brad's nightstand. And after she moves away a picture of like a little snow leopard cub.
I thought it was a cheetah, but
maybe a cheetah cub that's in a frame. Mm-hmm. On Brad's nightstand facing her. Behind that, she finds a picture of her and Brad together, of the Melody and Brad. And they're both giggling and it's cute. And what's the other picture next to it?
Like a guy fishing?
I thought it was my dad.
Yeah,
I thought it's
Brad's dad.
I don't know. Anyway, that's all it took. And then she's got a horse figurine over there, too. Of course she does.
Yeah, she has a briar horse.
Was that what that is? Mm. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's all it took, because now she realizes, my best friend, I miss her so much. She was going to go get her, but then Brad comes in. Because I guess Brad missed her, too. And she's wearing a really nice red turtleneck. And
a scrunchie at the top of her braid and at the bottom of her braid.
Yeah.
And I respect that.
I respect it big time. I think we probably don't need to talk too much more about this scene. They make up because they realize that their differences are also what make them stronger, more powerful. Yeah. When they combine, they become a 17 foot tall robot. And that's how they crush all the cars in Kitty City.
That's exactly how the scene went, essentially.
Yep.
I just really like Brad's turtleneck. I wore a turtleneck today in honor of her.
I'm very well able to picture you in third grade wearing that turtleneck.
Yeah, I had this outfit.
I know
you. I wore that ponytail. I did not have bangs, but
I really felt like I was looking at a picture of you when I looked at her.
Oh, so this is great. They're friends again, and Melody's never had a best friend before.
Now she does, baby.
Great shot through the window where they shake hands.
Oh, did they shake hands? That's what you do with your bestie. But they get a quick cut over to the boys' bunk, and it was actually kind of like cool cinematography. They like panned between the two.
And I like that.
I want, when we go on our free trip to Tucson, I got to see these two little buildings are still standing, and maybe we could recreate that, Jess.
I love it. Let's do it.
Where are their roommates? Okay, we're back in Danny and Ted's bunk. Two bunk beds. It's always just the two of them, except for that one moment.
Yeah. This is the first time that we see Ted shirtless.
Yeah, it was weird. I guess this is probably like, I'm sure it awakened something in 7-8-year-old Teresa that was like, that's a cute young man.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate talking about this. I'm cutting it all out.
Good. Fine.
Okay.
So then
Danny tries to get him naked.
Yeah. He wants that red towel off of him.
Yeah. He goes ahead and says that he can't put on jeans because of the cotton. You can't chew gum.
You can't get your cavity filled because of Novocaine. Yeah. That's a stretch, right?
So I looked this one up, and there were a couple of plants that were known as, quote, Indian Novocaine. So there was a purple prairie coneflower and a Hercules club.
I'm sure there were. I'm sure you could go back into to way far into history, and everybody would have tried to find some sort of plant that would relieve pain.
Yeah, right? Numbing agent.
Of course you would. So I think as a stretch.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where actual current Novocaine that gets injected into your gums came from. Mm-hmm. I don't think it came from that plant, but maybe.
No, I don't think.
So maybe it did come from something. I think that's that one felt like a stretch to me, but maybe I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. I can go back and research that and tell you in a corrections trough. The jeans, I don't know. The gum we talked about is a maybe. But the point of it all, I think, landed. And I don't remember this episode, but I remember the sentiment. And I think it's really big here. And I think it's why they try to make Ted such a jerk in the beginning, is he's starting to realize, like, wait, are you telling me my history books might be wrong?
Yeah.
And I don't, I like, as much as this show is tropey sometimes, as much as they say shit, maybe they shouldn't. This is a pretty good message that I think for like an 8-year-old or 7-year-old or 9-year-old, whatever. Like, I don't think we heard that a lot. I don't think we heard the things that adults are teaching you might be wrong.
Yeah. And oh my goodness, I wish somebody had told me earlier.
Ultimately, I felt good about this episode, even though there was stuff that felt really cringy or gross. But this is the whole thing with the way that they handle Danny and treat Danny, is it's like you're on a ladder, right? And they're definitely not at the top of this ladder. They're somewhere in the middle. But this one was a step in the right direction, if you ask me.
Yeah. I think that they certainly didn't have to make this episode.
Right.
And they chose to do it. And they did it. They really did.
They really did it. And they did Danny in a way that he got to showcase that he knows his ancestry and he knows his history and who he is without making him wear a headdress like they do sometimes in these things, right?
Yeah.
Like, this isn't Saved by the Bell and that Running Zach episode, which is the grossest thing. Like, he just got to be a regular guy wearing his cool tie-dye t-shirt and talking about things that he knows about where he came from, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
I thought it was okay.
Just the moment where Ted tries to take credit for having learned all of this on his own really made me want to murder him. But then he got his comeuppance when Danny comes up and gives him an ice cream cone and it falls down.
And it falls off like a very comical 80s comic funny funds. Yeah, because now it's the next day. All the bunk mates have made up. And so Mr. Ernst is back on the telephone with another potential guest. Again, this person on the phone wants to know how well the staff gets along, I guess, is important.
Yes.
And he's like, well, I can't really tell you because, oh gosh, it's a secret. And then he sees that they are getting along, which is a pleasant surprise.
Yeah. And why was I about to call her Kelly? Brad and
that's
Melody.
Her real name.
Oh, right.
The actress.
Thank you. They're going to redecorate and go to the bookstore.
Ted types out a big old paper, gives it to Mr. Ernst. And Mr. Ernst is so impressed with this man, this young man, and his incredible research. And he's really telling Ted he must be an expert on it. And Ted does not disagree.
No, Ted is taking a lot of pride in this. And
Mr. Ernst is giving him full credit, and Ted doesn't correct him. And Danny walks up And I guess Ted's still really hungry from this zero stakes bet and wants to eat. No, there's not much you could get me to. I don't want to eat somebody else's ice cream that they're licking. Very, very licking.
Yep.
So much licking happening here by Danny, and Ted wants to eat that ice cream.
Yeah. In return for giving credit where credit is due, Danny hands over the ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And then it falls.
Anyway, we didn't do the best job at this one.
No.
I'll figure it out.
We got there to the end of the episode.
Just say something funny right now. Say a joke.
I don't know how to joke.
I couldn't figure out. They always give special thanks to this lady at the end.
Oh.
And I really want to know what they're thanking her for. Peggy Dunlap. I looked her up. She got special thanks on a few other things. And I think she's like a location manager. Like I think she finds places to film.
Oh, okay.
That's the best I could figure out. Special thanks to the Tucson Film Office and to Peggy Dunlap. But I like to imagine that, I don't know, like they're thanking her just for like, I don't know, just being Peggy. Just thank you, Peggy. Thank you for being
Thanks,
you.
Peggy. Thank you.
Peggy, we couldn't do this without you, because it's how I feel right now. But Peggy, I love you.
I love you.
I love you, Peggy Dunlap.
I love you, Peggy Dunlap.
Thank you. And not just a regular thank you, but a very special thank you.
Special. And I love you, Joe Torres.
Yeah, do you think he might be in some sort of a bunkmate battle right now?
Oh, I wonder. I wonder.
Maybe his roommate knows where he is. Do you think he has a roommate? Who does he live with?
I bet he's married. I bet he has a nice partner. But they may have gotten a divorce and he may have a roommate now.
He might have a roommate, and it might be Peggy Dunlap, and that's why they're thanking her, is because she's always there for people when they're going through a tough divorce.
He may have had to move in with Peggy, and they probably had to draw a curtain along either side of the bedroom.
Because Peggy's she's a real pack rat.
Joe Torres loves to exercise.
Yes, he's always exercising. Peggy Dunlap is just like, shush, be quiet. Joe Torres, I'm trying to read my book. It's just tough. It's tough stuff. I hope
that must be tough.
Joe Torres, hope you're well. Please tell Peggy hi for us.
Yeah, thank you. Special thank you.
Yes, tell her a special thank you.
And I love you, Teresa.
I love you.
I love you, listeners.
I love you, listeners. Y'all can find us on the internet. We do have an internet presence, unlike Joe Torres. YayDudeCast @gmail.com. YayDudeCast on Instagram. Hey Dude. Nope. Yay Dude Rewatch Podcast thing. Find it on the Facebook. I'm not making us a Twitter. That's a correction straw.
All right.
That's a correction straw. Not getting us involved in that big old mess.
Fine.
Bye. Sorry, Elon. Figure out how to send yourself to space without us.
Do you think he won't take us to space with him if we're not on there, though?
Well, hot take. I don't want to go to space with Elon Musk.
I want the podcast to go to space with Elon Musk.
I want it to. So, yeah, I wouldn't mind if we were like the thing that they broadcast out into the universe. If there's going to be any podcast going to space, I want that to be handled by NASA.
Yeah. Listen, we'll only work with NASA. We will not work with the rest.
Yes. So come at us with your best proposals. But basically, if you're not NASA, we're not doing it. Uh-huh. I'll give a tape to Space Force. They can take it up there. But number two, I don't want to go to space, Jess.
Okay, fine.
I have.
You don't have to.
That is nothing I've ever wanted to do. Do you want to go to space? Do you want to?
I mean, it really depends. Like, let's just say that.
I love this place, man. I don't need to go up in that big old black empty vacuum. No, thank you.
It's really good down here.
I like the place here where we have roller coasters and high fives.
They have high fives in space. If you go with somebody else.
Then a roller coaster.
That's true.
Anyway, hope you're well, Taurus.
Hey, can I tell you something?
What?
I've had my microphone backwards the whole time.
Well, hope it sounds okay. You have. I realize now I'm looking at the front.
Turning the microphone around.
Oh my God, it sounds so much better.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
That's all right. I think it'll be okay. It didn't sound bad before. It's just now that I can, now that you switched it, I'm like, oh, it sounds really good.
I love you. See you Tuesday.
Yes. Okay. Bye.
I love you. Bye. Good night.